Having spoken about barren places yesterday, we move today to a story based on an inhospitable road, the familiar story of the Good Samaritan. Continuing my thoughts from yesterday, here we are in a rocky place, a place where we would not expect to find anything good, a place which is remote and dangerous, but a place which has to be travelled through in order to journey between towns and Jerusalem. Yet in this barren place we catch a glimpse of what it means to follow Jesus' instruction to love our neighbour. The Samaritan's actions are unexpected because of the animosity between the nations. When we step into these places, it is also perhaps unexpected and uncomfortable for us. Of course, we do not need to put ourselves into the dangerous places where robbers lurk, but we do need to get out of our comfort zone and interact with people in need, wherever they are. We cannot turn our heads away and keep walking. So that even in those unwelcoming and sometimes hostile places, we can reveal a glimpse of God and catch a glimpse of God ourselves. We come now to our prayers. Each day I will pick a sentence from the Bible passage which we can use for contemplative prayer. We think of the words in order to understand their context and meaning, feeling the meaning of the words with and in your heart. We pray using these words for ourselves or for others, with only a name, and without explaining the reasons or predefining any answers. We listen for God's voice in the quiet of our prayers. Love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your strength and with all your mind. And love your neighbour as yourself. Lord, if we stay on the safe paths, we will never meet those in need of our aid. Help us to see the opportunities which come before us and to respond in your name. Lord, we remember Mary as she sat at your feet and listened. In this season of Lent, may we too come before you and listen to your word. May we hear your desire that we love all of our neighbours, not the easiest or the closest, those that we see as safe, but all our neighbours. Lord, we also pray that as we travel through life, that your loving arms will enfold us and keep us safe as we trust in you. Amen.